The Angel on a Bicycle, September 2018. Carla was lost. So lost that she didn't even recognize the trees along the road. Carla had wanted to see the lions in the circus, but her father had said, "No. Circus is not the right place for my daughter. It's not a nice place. The lions would hurt you." Well, that made the lions seem all the more attractive to Carla. And she began imagining ways to slip out of the house to see the lions. Late Sunday morning, a guest came to the front door and asked how to get to the house of Norma the teacher. "Teacher, Norma's moved, but I know how to get to her house, Daddy." Carla jumped at the opportunity. "I'll take the lady there." Father finally agreed, as long as Carla promised to come right back home immediately. Got it? That sent Carla nearly sprinting across town to Norma's new house, the visiting woman tripping along behind. As soon as she had introduced the lady to teacher Norma, Carla acted on her plan to disobey her father, purposefully, excitedly. The call of the lions was much stronger than her father's command. "Thanks for bringing this lady to me, Carla," teacher Norma said. "Now you better run back home quickly." "No need," Carla lied to her teacher friend. "Daddy said I could take the long way home through the city." The long way just happened to run right through the visiting circus, around the balloon man, past the people throwing baseballs at the puppets, and up the hill to the lion cage. "I was so excited that I hardly missed the coins I had to pay at the circus entry," Carla told me. "But I was in a child's hurry to see the lions. Real lions," the people said. "Real lions all the way from Africa." Lured by the lions, Carla wove her way through the circus tents to the sign that promised Leones de Africa. "When I got to the cage, I stood there in surprise and disappointment," Carla said. "The lions were mangy, ugly, and so smelly, I was afraid I might throw up." Carla raced away from the lions, out through the circus gate, onto the crowded street. It was her town. She knew all the streets as well as an 8-year-old knows her own backyard. She passed the corner grocery, a petrol station, and then lost track as she wandered into a part of town she did not know. All she could think of now was the smelly lions and the punishment she would receive when she got home. It was hours. From lunchtime all the way till the sun was setting, Carla dried her eyes as she remembered the day. "At first I thought I would find a landmark just around the next corner. Then I realized I wasn't recognizing anything. I was totally, completely, absolutely lost. Now I was really in trouble." There was a pause. Carla closed her eyes and played back that memory in her head. "You know," Carla spoke with a crackly voice, "at school, teacher Norma had been trying to help me learn how to pray to God, especially when I was in trouble. But I hadn't figured out how to put the words together. What I had learned, though, were the words in David's sheep song, you know, number 23. So I repeated those words over and over and over, hoping God would hear me and know what I needed. 'The Lord is my shepherd. He fills my every need. Jehová es mi pastor. Nada me faltará.' I was walking in a long dirt road with tall trees on both sides, a road I've never seen before. And I kept saying it, 'The Lord is my shepherd. He fills my every need.' I was so terribly afraid that I finally sat down on a large rock and just cried, sobs that promised a flood, but brought only dusty body shakes. Suddenly, I felt a hand on my shoulder, the strong hand of a very big man. I looked up, terrified, found his eyes, and wanted so badly to be even more afraid. But somehow, I did not feel any fear, only trust. The man was fat and strong, but with a very kind face. He was standing with one leg on each side of a bicycle. The big man reached down, picked me up like a mother would pick up a small baby, said Carla. Then he wiggled me onto the rail of his bicycle and began to pedal down the road. I could feel his chest breathing behind me, a powerful, regular breathing. It made me feel like I'd become part of his heart. Down below, I saw his sandaled feet going round and round like a human machine, carefully taking me somewhere safe. Carla felt so safe that she fell asleep on the fat man's bicycle. As he pedaled over gravelly dirt and then broken asphalt and finally to the solid stone road just a block from Carla's house, he shook me awake and then he helped me down onto my own home road. Just then my mother looked up from our front door, and when she saw the fat man lift me off his bicycle, she screamed for me to run to her fast. I ran, faster than an animal flying from a hungry lion. I ran so fast I even forgot to look around and thank the fat man on the bicycle. The bicyclist waited at the corner until Carla and her mother were reunited. Then he smiled, rode calmly around the corner to where they could see him no more. Mother listened softly as Carla spelled out the story of her disobedience, of her lies, of the stinking lions, the lost girl, and the kind man on the bicycle. Have you learned your lesson, Carlita? See, Mama, I don't ever want to lie again, and I want to obey you and Daddy. Come on in, then, Mother said. I think it's time for supper. Mother helped Carla go inside, but didn't follow right away. Instead, she stood on the porch, looking out toward where she had seen the kind, fat man on the bicycle, toward the stranger with strong arms and powerful legs, toward the angel who just happened to know how to find lost little girls and bring them home.